Before we jump into the episode, we wanted to tell you that we have written a book.
It's called Have You Tried This? And it's out now.
It's a one-stop shop to self-care featuring only the very best of what we have learned over 4 years of living and experimenting with all that the wellness world has to offer.
Plus a load of new practices written just for the book. And the best thing?
Every single practice in the book is completely free, and every practice in there really will improve your mental health and well-being.
Link is in our show notes.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Self Care Club. And this week we are celebrating our 500th episode. And in honor of reaching this milestone, we are releasing a classic episode from the archives every day this week. And today's episode is what, Lauren?
CBD tampons. In this episode, we told the listeners that we were performing a national service.
We are.
By testing this stuff out.
We are.
And claimed ourselves vaginal Vikings.
But why hasn't someone given us this title before?
I don't know, because we are.
We are.
Names also feature quite heavily in this episode. We find out our stripper names.
Yes.
And
mine wasn't so sexy.
Yours sounded more like an accountant. And you also tell the listeners that some people believe that your name is spelt with an H.
Yeah, they do. They always ask me with an H or with... Well, you're here in the episode.
Nick Hole, one of my favourite moments. We talk about Malteser biscuits, you can't remember any words, and we discuss what happens if your vagina gets stoned.
It's the usual chaos that you can expect from the Self Care Club, but there is some useful information if you are interested in CBD tampons. So enjoy it. And if you want more from us, please, you can follow us on all of our social channels and subscribe and follow the pod. All of the links are below in the show notes.
Enjoy.
Nicole, we have covered a lot of period protection on this show. We've done period pants, we've done menstrual cups, and we've even done washable sanitary towels. And we've also covered the world of CBD.
But what we've never done is combine the two up until now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. This week we are testing out, as only Lauren and I could, CBD tampons. I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon, and this is Self Care Club.
The advice for self care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self Care Club.
Before we jump into today's episode, we wanted to ask a favour. If you love the show and want to show your support, please hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you may be listening. It helps us out more than you know.
And whilst we've got you, please come and join our lovely Facebook group if you haven't already. The link for the group is in the show notes. Yes, you heard that right. We are diving into the world of CBD-infused tampons.
I mean, you know, it's weird that it's not even weird. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not even weird.
Yeah.
And that is weird.
I told my friend, who's a midwife, last night that we were doing this for today's show. You know, she has a vagina-based job. And she was like, no, you're making that up. I said, no, genuinely, it's a thing.
Why is she? Why?
She didn't believe me. She didn't think it was an actual thing.
She didn't believe
you. She thought I'd made it up.
Of all the people that she could believe, it's you.
I know. I know. She thought I just...
Someone said to me, who in your life is currently wearing a CBD tampon? I would say that would be Lauren Mishcon.
Yeah. And it was also you, Nicole Goodman. Let's start with the basics, shall we? CBD, or cannabidiol, has gained a lot of attention in recent years for its potential health benefits. But what exactly are CBD tampons and how do they work?
They are a relatively new addition to the wellness market. They are tampons infused with cannabidiol, which is derived from the hemp plant. These tampons work exactly like regular tampons, but the CBD in them interacts with the body's endocannabinoid.
I'd say endocannabinoid system.
It potentially providing the additional relief during menstruation.
Yeah. The idea behind adding CBD to period products is to relieve cramps, but does it actually do anything? Well, there is unfortunately no published data regarding the use of CBD for menstrual cramps, and everybody responds differently to CBD. Some people find it really beneficial and therapeutic, and other people don't find that they have any benefit from it at all.
The theory is that when used vaginally, CBD interacts with the cannabinoid... I just want to say I'm a little bit hungover.
Cannabinoid?
So the big words
weren't
necessary.
Just cannabinoid.
Okay. They interact with the cannabinoid receptors in the mucous membranes of your vagina.
Yep.
Try saying that when you're drunk. CBD tablets...
Are you drunk?
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
No. No, try saying it because it's a mouthful.
I don't think I should go around talking about mucous membranes in the vagina when I'm drunk. I feel like I could get in trouble.
I feel like you would go around doing that.
Yeah, I probably would.
CBD tampons might help the drug act locally and relieve inflammation from the uterine contractions that cause period cramps. However, it's not yet clear whether this is true or not because so few studies have focused on vaginal cannabinoid whatever's receptors. And you know what? I'm not actually that surprised that there aren't that many studies that have been done on this.
There is evidence that CBD could act specifically to decrease inflammation without the side effects of traditional anti-inflammatory medications. This is because CBD doesn't include all the properties of other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, which can irritate the stomach lining. However, again, there is an overall low level of scientific research available to back up this theory.
It's catching today. When CBD is absorbed, it may help alleviate pain and discomfort associated with menstrual cramps, reduce inflammation, and potentially offer relaxation benefits. Not everyone experiences cramping during their cycle, but for many, particularly those suffering from conditions such as endometriosis or PMDD, period cramps can feel severely debilitating.
There's also limited research regarding the effects of CBD and PMT. However, in the few studies that have been carried out, it seems like CBD can modulate the immune response, reducing the inflammatory process, which may help to alleviate symptoms like bloating and breast tenderness, according to a study published in the journal Frontiers in Immunology in 2019. As well as all the fun of cramps and bloating and sore boobs, some people also suffer nausea, headaches and anxiety. And emerging research suggests that CBD can also help to relieve nausea and in some cases vomiting because of the way it interacts with the serotonin receptors. CBD can also have an impact on mood disorders and hormonal fluctuations that are often associated with PMS. And in turn, it could reduce anxiety and improve overall mood. So la la la.
What do you mean? So la la la.
So that would be great. Also, take away your PMT.
Well, even if it's inserted.
Apparently so.
Because normally you take it orally.
Yes.
So this is inserted.
Yes.
Not taking it orally. You're taking it
vaginally. Upsy being the medical term.
Well, internally. Are CBD tampons legal? And yeah. Are they safe to use?
They are legal.
That's all I want to know.
They are legal, yeah.
It is essential to check that CBD used in tampons comes from reputable sources and undergoes rigorous third-party testing. This ensures the CBD is free from harmful contaminants and contains the claimed amounts. As for safety, CBD is generally considered safe for most people. Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah.
However, everybody's body is unique, so do monitor any potential reactions or side effects.
And will they make you feel high?
Like, you know...
High as a kite?
That, surely, that has all been... People know that now.
What?
About CBD making you high. Because my friend came over a few weeks ago and she was, like, quite stressed about something. And I said, look, just have some... I went to put some CBD in her mouth. She goes, well, what will it do? Will it make me... I was like, we never had CBD. She's like, no. I was like, it's not gonna, basically not going to do anything apart from take the edge off.
Yeah, but I think... You forget sometimes, and so do I, that we are in this sort of weird space of wellness. Not everybody knows everything about all these things.
I don't expect everyone to know everything, but I just think people know enough about CBD now.
But I think they all still know, oh, well, it's made from hemp, so it might make me high. So I think there are still some people who worry about it a bit.
It's not going to make you high by sticking it up your vag, is it?
You're not going to have a stoned vagina. No. And if it got the munchies, what's it eating? I mean, I don't know. No.
Well, it might just improve your sex drive.
Do you think?
It
a could... stoned vagina.
Who said munchies? It's just where I went.
Oh, you're very rude today.
You know, I wonder if it does improve libido.
CBD?
Yeah, up your vag. It's not just CBD, it's CBD up your vag. Sorry, but it is. Why are you laughing? It is. That's what we've been doing. We've been inserting CBD. I mean, let me ask you a question, clubbers. Where else could you listen to a podcast where they are inserting CBD? We are here for the greater good.
We are doing it for the people.
We are like a national service.
We are. We're the vaginal guinea pigs.
We are the vaginal Vikings.
Wow. Loving that.
Yeah, vaginal Vikings. Maybe we'll rename the show.
The Vaginal Viking Show.
Maybe we should get t-shirts made.
Maybe we should get spears. And helmets.
And breast pads.
Breast pads. Breast plates. Or breast pads.
Breast plates.
Yeah, not breast pads, because neither of us are breastfeeding.
You know what I mean.
I know what you
like
mean.
Like the metal,
a metal breastplate. That's different from an absorbent breast pad that soaks
all
up
right.
the milky milk.
All right, let it go. Just
we
let,
could get
you
those.
You could let one thing slide.
No, I can never let anything slide.
We could get those, yeah.
Yeah.
And a helmet. And, and then we'd call ourselves Vaginal Vikings. And we're like, we are, and then someone will say, why are you Vaginal Vikings? We're like, because we... testing out CBD
in the vag,
up the vag. Where would we stand? I feel like we're standing outside Buckingham Palace. I don't know why.
I feel like we're standing on Henman Hill at Wimbledon. I don't know why.
That's funny.
Hill. It has to be a
maybe
hill.
Maybe you do Henman Hill, I'll do Buckingham Palace, and then we're covering all bases.
Great. Yeah. And can we have like a crest with VV on it?
VV.
Yeah.
Please. No.
Why?
Because you took it too far.
I'm just going to...
Let's just get on with it.
I have to just say one thing before we get on with our week. Please don't use CBD tampons if you're pregnant or breastfeeding.
Okay. Oh, good.
Now, I know that sounds silly because you'd say, well, if you're pregnant, you're not having your period. But some women do still bleed during pregnancy. And some women also do...
They definitely bleed if they're breastfeeding.
Some do, some don't, actually. But either way, please don't use them if you are in either of those situationes currently. Thank you. The tampons we used were from a company called Daye.
D-A-Y-E. So, because if you go and Google it, you won't find them by typing in D-A-Y.
No, you won't, because there's an E on the end.
Stay with an E.
That's right.
My friend got married yesterday and her new surname is Clark with an E. So she said, no, so now for the rest of my life, I'm Clark with an E.
Yeah. Can
say it for the rest of my life.
Like Sarah with an H. Or Stephen with a P.
No one says Sarah with an H because Sarah always has an H.
It doesn't always, actually. And it's, you'd say
no,
it's Sarah. It's not true.
There are
some Sarahs that don't have an H.
Well, that's Sarah.
You'd
and
say
And they're
Sarah.
Spelling it wrong.
What about Stephen with a PH versus Stephen with a V? What about Jeff with a J or a G? You don't say Geoff. You still say Jeff.
What about some people ask me if my with or with an H or without?
What?
Yeah. Nick Hole.
Nick
I know we're talking about holes today, but Nick Hole is not my name.
I wish your name was Nick Hole.
You can have that on the back of the t-shirt of the Vagina Vikings.
We will have that on the back.
Nick Hole. It's not nice. Sounds like a bit of a slur.
It sounds like your drag name. Your drag queen name.
Why would I need to? I don't need a drag queen name.
Everyone has to have a drag queen name.
What's yours?
I don't actually have one. I'll come up with one by the epilogue, don't worry.
I think there's like a rule to it, isn't there? Like you get like your dog's name.
It's your
and
first pet
your
combined
first
with
pet
your mum's
maiden name. So mine would be Oliver Missile.
It's not very sexy.
It's not, is it? What's yours?
Coco Schulman.
Oh, that's very good.
I think that's your stripper name, not your drag name.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I don't know how you...
Either way, it doesn't work.
No, it's not working.
Either way, Oliver Missile.
It's not a guess. There ain't nothing sexy about that.
It's not a stripper name either.
He sounds like an accountant.
I was just about to say. Sound like I work in a bank.
Yeah.
Oliver Missile. Your 3 p.m. is here. Would you like to come in and see Oliver Missile? He is ready for you.
Yeah.
Nah.
We need to find our drag
name. But Coco
Schulman.
Coco Schulman's great. That could be a stripper name or a drag queen name.
Not so sure.
Oh, it's great. Anyway.
Okay.
Let's get on with how we got on with CBD tampons. How are you feeling going into the week?
Well, weirdly and really, really helpfully, we both got our period within an hour of each other. We weren't even together at the time.
No, but we had been together constantly. Oh,
we'd been in Paris. So we'd been together.
We'd been sharing a room. Like, I couldn't have been more with you.
I know. And mine was late this month. It was like 3 days late. So I was kind of wondering where it was. And then it came, which was really helpful because we needed to do this show, but couldn't do it without a period. And then yours came an hour later. Mm. It was really funny, wasn't it?
It's so funny.
I laughed. I laughed so much. I shot that CBD tampon straight out.
Oh, I didn't come up for air. I was laughing so much.
I'm going to play you my week before you're even ruder.
I've been waiting and waiting to try these CBD tampons, which I've had for ages now. My period was 3 days later than normal, and it's just appeared this morning, all of a sudden, with no prior warning that it might be on its way, apart from the fact that I did shamelessly steal a packet of Malteser biscuits from my son's little party that he had last night, which is very unlike me because I'm not really a sugar craver, but that was clearly a sign it was coming. Anyway, it's here. I don't have any cramping or pain or anything like that. I have utilised a regular CBD tampon and I shall report back as the day progresses.
Can we talk about the Malteser biscuits?
No, because we're here to talk about CBD tampons.
I just want to give them a nod.
No.
You've never seen them before.
Okay, great.
They're delicious.
Is this the nod?
Yeah, it's like three Maltesers in a block. Imagine like a Kit Kat, but it's three Maltesers.
Okay, so we're doing the nod.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. Can we get... James has come in the studio. He's not happy with the nod. He's not happy with the look. He's come in
James,
and
you ever
he's
had a Malteser biscuit?
You ever tried a CBD tampon, no, James?
Have you ever tried a Malteser biscuit, James?
Yes.
Do you like them?
I mean, they're biscuits.
I think they're very, very average.
I think they're vastly superior to the Malteser bunnies that you tried to give me at Easter.
You are wrong. Well, okay, I can't even begin to express how wrong you are. Okay?
I didn't like them. You really picked them up. You really sold those things to me. I was expecting like something amazing.
I think it's one of the best biscuits I've ever eaten. Anyway.
It wasn't.
How was the CBD tampon?
It was a smooth insertion. A smooth and uneventful insertion. Thank you for asking. I'll tell you what I like. I'm sorry, this podcast is going to go into TMI.
Listen,
it just is.
Is Jessie coming in here yet? Because this is the 19-year-old.
This poor boy.
Or 18-year-old.
Poor boy.
That works for James. Yeah. And he edits a lot of our videos.
Oh,
bless him.
Right, let's just...
And I just don't think... And also, by the way, can I just say that my daughter is really friendly with Jess's sister, younger sister. So there is like a connection there. And I don't need Jessie to know about my period and my vagina.
Jessie, I'm terribly sorry.
It's fine for everyone else to know about it.
Yeah, it's fine for the world to know. Jessie, apologies for this show, but this is the show it is. This is a job you chose to work in, and you are going to hear content that isn't delicious to your ears. Here we go with it. So, what I like.
Leadership podcast.
Yeah. What's about watches, Rolexes, trainers.
Yeah.
Drinks,
football,
bubble tea,
Love Island. They're all the other shows he works on.
No, middle-aged women talking
about vaginas.
Okay. You know, like with other popular brands of tampon,
yeah,
it is a cardboard inserter. What is that's what I mean? Applicator. Cardboard applicator.
Like paper.
Yeah. I find sometimes with a heavier flow, it sort of melts.
It gets soggy.
That's the word. This applicator.
Wow.
This
Serious. It gets soggy.
Well, it just crushable. It's very crushable.
And then it doesn't insert properly.
Thank you. And then you get either like the cardboard.
But then I also find
when
you're not on a heavy flow, when you're on a very light flow and you're like, do I need a tampon? I'll put one in and let's just see. And it actually, it's like scratchy because it's quite, you know, dry.
So two bad things happen. One soggy and then you're left with the cardboard in. And then worst bit of all, worst thing that can ever happen is you pull it out or pull it in, put the two bits in together and you catch a bit of yourself in between the two bits of cardboard. That's not nice. This did not happen with this.
I can't,
It's plasticky.
I just,
It's much better. Much better.
You know when we talked about wanting to sort of diversify out to more of a male audience?
That's not going to happen today. Today's not the day for that. No.
And you know how people have come up to us over the years, and the two shows they talk about are vaginal steaming, perineal sunning.
Oh, yes.
And I feel like now...
Babbing.
Sometimes babbing. They don't bring that up so much. But I feel like this is going to be that show that people talk to us about. You know?
That's fine, because...
Maybe not Jessie, but everyone
Jessie
else.
Jessie may never be able to look us in the eye again. Okay, anyway. So look, day one, great, happy with them as a product.
Do you get menstrual cramps?
Yes, not terrible ones.
On what day? From the beginning?
Sometimes end of day one, always day two.
Okay.
I have a period of 6 days.
And do you ever have to take like a paracetamol?
Yes.
It's so bad.
I would always yam painkillers either mid day one, but definitely always day two.
So every month you take a painkiller?
For sure.
Okay.
100%.
So now we're desperate to know.
Day one of this period, I did not. I'm going to play you day two. Okay. End of day two, which is, I would say, the worst day of the 6 wonderful days of my period. I have still not taken any Nurofen.
Yay!
What? I get like a dull, backy, achy, annoying-y pain normally, like and a dragging uterus pain. Oh, it's such fun being a woman. But I really have not had it. Or if I had, it's been so mild, I just haven't thought about taking any painkillers. So I'm feeling surprisingly hopeful and optimistic about these things.
It's doing exactly what it's meant to do.
Plus, I will say days 3, 4, 5, and 6, I experienced zero leakage issues and I was very happy with the product.
Leakage issues?
Yeah.
I never leak with a Tampax.
Well, I do on like the worst days sometimes.
Okay. So no leakage issues, very happy with the product and no Nurofen needed.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay. I'm genuinely, well, I won't say any more till we go to summary.
Is it my week now?
It's your week now.
Play my voice note, please.
Here we go.
So I feel like this episode is going to be TMI in capital bold letters, because who really needs to hear all about my period? But you're gonna, because that's the nature of the week. So, and I can't really do my job without telling you about my period. So I just, this is all a disclaimer and I guess an apology. And, you know, hand over my eyes, I'm just going to discuss it. Okay, I don't normally use Tampax. I'll tell you more on the show. But my periods have been all over the place. And then today I found myself with, it's TMI. I'm really struggling with this. Maybe it's just better if I just talk it through with Lauren.
Why are you apologising for menstruating? 50% of the population.
I am not apologising for menstruating.
Good.
I never said, I'm so sorry I've got my period. Did I say that?
You don't want to talk about it.
I said,
TMI.
Well, because when we first started this show,
Yeah. Okay,
it wasn't so that I could sit here and tell all of our lovely listeners about my irregular periods.
Why not? 50% of the population have their periods from the ages of approximately 12 to 50, and many of them are irregular. So share away freely, without burden.
Oh, thanks. Okay, so my periods are all over the place.
Okay.
I'm still getting a period, roughly once a month. Sometimes it's every 5 weeks, sometimes it's every 3 weeks. So they're a little bit erratic.
Yes.
And they're very erratic in nature.
Okay.
So sometimes I have the coil.
Yes.
That can change it. And most people that have the coil don't get a period.
Correct.
I do.
Right.
And I'm pleased I do, because I like my cycle.
Okay.
I like knowing where I am.
Agreed.
And I'm used to it, right? Mm. So sometimes I'll get a period for a day and it's very, very light to the point I don't even need to wear anything.
Yeah.
And some days, sometimes I'll get a period and it lasts for 6-7 days and it's really heavy.
Okay.
And I never know what it's going to be. And sometimes it's somewhere in the middle.
Well, it's fun to keep it a fresh surprise each month, isn't it?
Well, it isn't actually fun.
No, it's no fun
I have
at
to
all.
Tell you, it's not fun.
It's no fun at all.
It's really annoying. I've even been to the doctor about it.
Okay.
Okay. So for anyone that has concerns, I have been to a gynecologist and a doctor. All is fine.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's probably just my age.
Thank you for clarifying.
So, I never use Tampax.
Okay.
Never, ever, ever.
Really? I did not know that.
Well, I used a menstrual cup.
Okay.
And also, I don't like the waste.
Agreed, agreed, agreed. And I used my menstrual cup from when we tested them until very recently, and then I had to throw it away because it just endlessly leaked everywhere. Don't know what's happened. Maybe the cup wasn't great, or maybe it's my vagina. But either way, it was just a fucking mess.
I'm
every
just going to assume it's the cup. And well, just maybe anyway, get yourself a new one.
I threw it away and I haven't replaced it because it was just not working.
Okay. So I still use my menstrual cup mm-hmm. and I'm still very happy with it.
Great.
Okay. So I don't use tampons.
Okay.
Right. So I used them. Mm-hmm. I went for super.
Yeah.
Because I had a lovely heavy period.
It's wonderful.
Which was good.
A full flow.
I had a full flow. And also I had like, it went on for days and days and days and days and days.
Great.
But it was great for this practice.
It really was.
I get menstrual cramps.
Yeah.
I always take Nurofen if I'm having a heavy period, mm-hmm. which I was. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to take any.
OMG.
OMG. I did not have to take any Nurofen. I also felt weirdly smug that I was testing out, walking around in the real wide world with a CBD tampon inserted in me.
Did you?
I did. We had
meetings. Did you feel like a pioneer?
I felt like a Viking.
Did you feel like a vaginal pioneer?
I felt like a vaginal
Viking pioneer.
Pioneer.
Okay.
I'm a trailblazer is what I am.
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting. Any more voice notes?
Yes. One more.
Okay. So, you know, I'm like on day 5. I'm now very au fait with using the CBD tampons. And I seem to have an ongoing period, which is weird, in the week that we're doing CBD tampons. Nothing ever seems to be coincidental, does it? And I'm really liking them and they're really helping me. And I have to say, I'm giving them a big thumbs up.
I also found the insertion more comfortable.
You've gone to summary. Before summary.
I thought it was still on my week.
Are you still being a pioneer and summarising alone?
I'm giving you my experience.
Okay.
Isn't that what I'm meant to do?
You enjoyed the insertion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that summary? That's not me summarising. Is it summarising?
No, your voice note felt quite summary.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. Well, should I put it in summary? Yeah. I'll put it in summary.
Put it in summary. Let's summarise.
You know, I'm not going to put it in summary.
Okay.
Because I don't feel that the listener needs to hear it twice.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
the insertion was comfortable.
Yeah.
Much more comfortable than another tampon.
Yes.
I would say. I think that's because of the plastic applicator.
Yes.
Don't like the plastic waste.
It's a special plastic, though.
I was hoping you were going to say that. Is it sustainable?
Yeah. It's a really good sustainable
and
product.
And also, what I noticed was the wrapper must have been very sustainable because it disintegrated if you got any water on it. So when I went to throw it in the bin after I'd washed my hands, so my hands were wet, it completely disintegrated on my hands.
It is, in fact, the first flushable wrapper.
Right.
So it is intentionally, completely biodegradable and flushable.
Well,
it dissolves.
It literally dissolves in your hand. Yeah. It's very interesting.
Yeah. So the plastic as well is not just like, oh no, not more plastic waste.
They wouldn't. You can't bring a new brand out like that.
Yeah.
And it was fine. I don't like using tampons.
Okay.
They were comfortable. I would, but you know what the problem is?
Please tell me.
I go to the toilet
every 10
seconds.
Right.
And so I can do like 2 or 3 wee's
with
the same tampon in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But I can.
Yeah.
And then it's really uncomfortable.
Oh, because you've sort of pushed it out a bit.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just push it back in?
what I do, push it back in. But once you push it back in, it's never in the same place. It's never as comfortable.
Okay.
So that's why I don't use tampons.
I see. I've concluded after going back to them that actually I really do think I like them the best.
The best?
Yeah. Because the period...
More than me.
Oh, that's a hard choice. Because the period pants, no. We don't want to marinate in our own blood all day. It's a big no. The washable sanitary towels, just fucking gross. And the menstrual cup was just a leaky mess. So I'm now
maybe just
back.
Get yourself a new menstrual cup.
Yeah, but I'm now back to the tampons and actually I'm just finding, yeah, this works for me really well.
And with CBD in it.
We're allowed to summarise now.
We are summarising.
Oh, we're in summary.
We've been in summary for ages. I don't know where you've been.
I'm lost. I don't even know.
We said, let's summarise. And then...
You said, I'm not ready to summarise. I'm going back.
And then you said,
insertion.
Let's summarise. Yeah. And then I've now put the ding in of the summary.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. It's
okay.
So we're now... Everyone is sitting in summary, apart from you.
I'm going to now summarise. I thought...
You were summarising.
I wasn't, but I am now. I thought, genuinely, this week was going to be a little bit of a joke. Ha ha ha, we're using CBD tampons. What a load of shit. And what I've...
But why would it be a load of shit?
Because
and
it sounds so silly, doesn't it?
And how much CBD is in the tampons?
That I don't know. I should have looked that up, obviously, before recording this episode. I do not know. But I
and
thought...
And how do they put it?
It's infused into the tampon. The liquid is infused into it. So basically it goes into the vaginal walls, which actually is a really good way of getting something into your bloodstream. I honestly thought it was going to be a big fat joke, but
I did not think it would be a big fat joke.
Both
at
of
all.
Us have taken no painkillers this month.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely surprised, very happy, and I'm totally rating the product. And I did not think I was going to rate the product, but I did.
So you see now, we normally do this once we've decided whether it's coming in the club.
Well, I'm just telling you, I'm rating it. It's still a surprise.
I bet you are on the edge of your seat wondering whether it's going to make it in the club. Let's decide. Is it coming in the club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're coming in the club.
Yeah, they are.
Joking and japing aside, it actually works.
Yeah, stop saying japing.
I love it.
It's
such an old-fashioned word.
So they're coming in the club. Thank you for listening to our show.
Now, sorry for the TMI.
Now you know about the Malteser biscuit.
Yes.
Which is very helpful.
So helpful.
We will be back on Friday.
Yeah.
Talking about CBD tampons.
Is there any more we can even say?
Yeah, we'll want to know if our listeners have tried a CBD tampon.
Oh my God, I'd love to know if the listeners have tried a CBD tampon. And if not, I'd like them to.
You know, we do an epilogue show on a Friday. And normally what we do is we ask the listener.
Good grief, yes. This is all news to me.
Yes, it seems
sounds
that
like
way.
Sounds like a wonderful format.
We will be back on Friday.